Welcome to What I Wish I Learned in Law School. My name is Audrey Earhart, and I, just like you, am a practicing attorney, but I'm also the CEO and founder of Practice 42. At Practice 42, our goal is to build and sustain successful law practices across the nation. We do that in so many different ways, and I can't wait to talk to you more about that. Right now, I want you to know we're going to go ahead and focus on how you can become the next guest on my podcast, What I Wish I Learned in Law School, and share so much of your journey with our audience. I'm so excited. It's going to take about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go ahead and jump in.
And here we go. And with us right now, Leah Del Percio. Leah, you are with True State. You're found on the web at truestate.com. That's TRUSTATE.com. Leah, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So tell me about True State.
Sure. So True State is an all-in-one estate operations platform for trusts and estates lawyers. I was a trust and estates lawyer for many, many years and knew that there was no true north when it came to estate administration, trust administration, as well as things during the planning phase like trust funding. So we actually built a platform where not only do you have that true north, it's instructive, it teaches you and helps you to do an estate or trust administration and your team from start to finish. We actually, you can push all the administrative work that you can't bill for to us to get done for you. So, you know, it's something it's a very intuitive platform that lawyers can use and get their work done at the click of a button to better represent clients.
Prior to True State, how were attorneys doing this?
Oh boy. They were doing it. I was doing it. It was a problem I faced firsthand as a trust and estates lawyer. And even at big sophisticated firms, a lot of times they're using Excel spreadsheets to do it. They're using the knowledge base of their head to know what to do next. And they just end up feeling lost and overwhelmed. And that actually translates to the client, or they push the work to the client to do. And then the client isn't usually very happy with their attorney at the end of the administration because they feel overwhelmed, they're suffering the loss of a loved one, and then they have to sit on hold with JP Morgan to get the right form to retitle the account. We handle all that kind of back end sitting on hold work for both the firm and the client.
Yeah. You know, we're at Heckerling Institute recording this conversation right now. And I would imagine from your vantage point, too, you get a good perspective on trends, kind of what's going on right now.
Sure.
What are some observations that, you know, things that you've seen, kind of in the legal world over the past handful of years, especially as it relates to the problem that True State solves?
Yeah. So what we see is, you know, there's a lot of talk about updates. We have things like the Corporate Transparency Act that came out this year. So there'll be more compliance, more steps to complete for many attorneys when they're setting up LLCs or just managing an ongoing family's assets and changes and things like that. But on the tax side, there really hasn't been so much in the past 10 years. So I anticipate, I've been calling 2024 the year of the insurance trust and the year to make gifts, because we don't know if the exemptions are going to go down next year. They've been, you know, unusually high the past few years. And I debate with lots of attorneys over whether they think they're going up, they're going down, they're staying the same. No one really knows for sure. So I see that as a revenue opportunity for attorneys to create vehicles and use the heightened exemptions now to gift money to future generations ahead of time, just in case they go down, and they can use our software to help fund those trusts.
You know, as a recovering attorney someone that obviously advocates for better systems and better technology, obviously here at Practice 42, we're huge fans of that. I'm wondering if you can talk about why it's so critical to have great technology, why it's great to have systems. When you are in the practice of serving clients, obviously you want to grow your own firm, you want to provide great quality of service to your clients, but let me give you the mic and have you give us a mini TED talk.
Absolutely.
On this.
Absolutely. So from my perspective, being on both sides of the equation, both in private practice for years at various, you know, differing size of firms, one firm that was growing their base, and then one firm that was a little more established, a little more, you know, stodgy and hadn't quite gotten with the times yet. The real thing that I think people can use technology for is to mitigate risk. You could see, and through the use of tools like drafting software, whether you're using someone else's, you know, whether using tools that exist on the market or building your own drafting solution in-house using existing technology for the drafting of wills and trusts. Flipping old documents to me is a thing of the past. And it actually can create malpractice risk. We see that on the administration side times 20, because you know your paralegal might be filling out these forms to retitle accounts. If they miss things because they're not backed by technology, they don't have technology doing pieces for them, where they sit in the driver's seat and direct it to get all of those little loose ends in place, it can be a real headache and it can cause risk exposure from a malpractice standpoint for the attorney. So the way I see it, technology is essential at this point to properly representing clients and mitigating the attorney risk as well as growing revenues for their firms.
Yeah. You know, maybe that's an issue that probably doesn't get talked enough about in law school, but I suspect that maybe, you know, again, you know, based on your experience in the law and thinking back to when you came out of law school, what did they not teach you in law school that as you got into your career, I'm like, you know, they never prepared me for this necessarily, but here I am.
Yeah. You know, I've thought quite a bit about what I didn't learn in law school because I loved law school. I actually have two law degrees. I got my LLM afterwards. So I went back again after getting a JD.
You wanted a little bit more.
I love the practice of law and I loved learning about new techniques. And I felt law school prepared me for how to think. It certainly has served me well, both in the business of a law practice and now just in business in general, running a company that serves lawyers. But what I think they miss the mark on in law school, and maybe it's more of a life thing, is emotional intelligence. And you see it really for anyone, whether they're, you know, a partner, an associate, in-house counsel, working as a trust officer in the case for of our industry specifically. But emotional intelligence is really what's going to feed you and help you succeed. Because what got you to the point where you were adequately prepared to practice law won't get you to that next level of where you're bringing in clients as a rainmaker in the law practice context. You need to know not only how to connect with those clients and really deeply understand what their needs are. And it's not just the things that they're telling you because they can't issue spot on their own. You need them to be able to trust you and inculcate that trust with them so that you can read between the lines and know the things they're not telling you to anticipate the issues that might come up. That's how you really become a wonderful estate planner. The same can be said on managing your team as you're growing your practice, being able to have the emotional intelligence to be a good manager, to work with junior people and train them and learn to clone yourself so you can actually, you know, build a practice that you can scale over time. That way, you know, it sounds counterintuitive, but you almost want to be replaceable for many things. So fostering growth and a great place for people to grow with you, because people don't leave companies, they leave managers.
Mm-hmm. You know, so here we are, you know, a couple of people that have been doing what we're doing for quite some time. And yeah. I'm curious about this because I love what you said. Do you believe, and how might this look? Can someone learn, and how might this look, that they could learn soft skills like emotional intelligence, empathy, which I think, you know, a lot of what you were describing is so vital. It's, yeah. You know, it's, you know, and I think a lot of that does just come with time, right? You know, yeah. The more clients you sit in front of, you start to see patterns, you start to anticipate the client saying this, but I've been down this road before. I know what they're really concerned about.
Yeah. I think a lot of it's the more matters you work on, the more you take responsibility for things, the more you get exposed to, and the more you see how things can go sideways and where people's motivations maybe weren't what they were saying when they were in a meeting with you. And that helps you mitigate risk down the road as you're representing families, multiple generations, spouses, marital issues. And you ask any estate lawyer here today, and they'll tell you it runs the gamut across. It's far more interesting and just a rich field of interpersonal issues and situations that you have to solve for as the lawyer. So from my standpoint, as far as training on that, my best advice that I can give to people learning how to build that is find someone that you can learn from. when you practice or when you set out to practice, don't just take the first job that pays you the most and is the best name brand firm that you can find. And I say that coming from a name brand firm, but find practitioners, and they are out there. They might be a solo practice that there's just an, you know, someone who's incredibly talented and brilliant and really works with families well, that you can just learn everything you can from. Be a fly on a wall. Don't take a job for money. Don't take a job for status, really at the early stage, but take a job from someone who, you know, who is going to actually invest in you and teach you those skills. And usually they end up being an excellent manager if they have that emotional intelligence to work well with clients. So that was what helped me. I had really, really excellent partners that I worked from, you know, at a junior level. And, you know, they're still my mentors to this day.
You know, that's such great advice. Listen, you know, and maybe I'd say it this way, I'd love your take on this. There's money to be made. You know, again, if you're good at what you do and you prove your value, you've got long-term potential. The money is there. So I like what you're suggesting is, you know, at least, you know, when you're earlier, you know, you've got decades ahead of you. And so if you set that foundation well, right early in your career, rather than burning yourself out with maybe, you know, a really hot money opportunity, but you're going to end up hating your work. And
yeah, I took a pay cut to join my first firm, and it was the best decision I ever made. And it paid off 20-fold down the road.
You know,
I learned more there than I learned in law school.
I love that.
Even though I love law school.
Yeah. So your website, truestate.com, share just a bit about like who's using TrueState. What is that? You know, especially if there's, you know, other attorneys that, you know, are listening to us right now and they're wondering, well, how do I learn more about this? You know, can I walk through this with somebody? Absolutely. What does that typically look like?
So we service mostly law firms. We do have quite a few trust companies that also use our software, but our law firms range from solo practitioners that are looking to grow a business, might be new to estate administration, to very advanced solos, all the way through midsize and large firms. So we really run the gamut. We can assist with both taxable and non-taxable estates. Our platform works well with both. You can generate instant estate and trust accountings, or really if there's someone in a growth mindset looking to start a firm and grow a firm, they can use us to really help themselves in conjunction with, you know, our tools and other drafting tools that are on the market. So that's who we serve. And then from a how to find us, you can go right to our website. That's www.truestate.com, TRUSTATE.com. And if you go onto our website, you can do an interactive demo, or you can actually book a one-on-one demo with a salesperson from our team. Sometimes you end up booking a demo with me or my amazing co-founder. You know, we're certainly there to really support our attorneys through every step of the process, educating them on what we do, showing them how it can really help enhance revenues for their firm and grow their practice as well as mitigate risk. And then, you know, all the way through, you know, signing up with us and working with them on every estate and trust that they have.
Leah Del Percio, again, with TrueState, your website, truestate.com. That's TRUSTATE.com. Leah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank me.
It's Audrey Earhart here. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, What I Wish I Learned in Law School. Listen, if you are a successful attorney and you want to share your message and you have something that you want to give back here, I would love you to have you there to be a part of my program. And that's, again, the What I Wish I Learned in Law School platform. That's our podcast. This is where you're really going to have the opportunity to share our amazing message. And listen, if you got something out of this interview, it's really important that you share our podcast with your social media. It's not just about our social media where we're going to be putting this out on our Instagram, Practice 42, our Facebook, Practice 42. You'll even see it on my LinkedIn, Audrey, and you'll also see it Practice 42's LinkedIn as well. We really want you to be part of this community so we can get your unique message out. We're putting out so much content on a weekly basis. I know you're going to find something that piques your interest, you can learn from, share with your audience too. And listen, you can just do a quick screenshot of your phone number and text it to a friend so they can take a look at everything. They can see what you're up to on social media. They can see what we're up to. And really, this is the way that we're going to help our lawyer community learn what they need to know. There's so much that none of us learned in law school about how to run a business, how to optimize our processes, how to get the right marketing for our practice, how to use legal technology, which changes on a daily basis. Listen, let's get connected. Let's stay connected. I'm so appreciative of you for being here. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.